trainer Mike Stidham, who has a very busy night ahead of him. He has 7 horses entered on this Colonial Downs program, starting with the first, a maiden special weight, going all the way through to the Grade 3 New Kent County Virginia Derby. And he is with us now here on the Equine Forum. Mike, good morning and happy Virginia Derby Day.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, going to be a busy night for you. You know, the sensational filly and the Virginia Oaks and then Credit Swap. But you actually have 2 in the Virginia Oaks. You have 2 in the Kitten's Joy. How are you going to keep it all straight, my man?
Well, we got good help over here. The horses arrived early this morning, and I'm actually at the barn now, and everybody's shipped well. So we're hoping for a big evening.
You've got Tasting the Stars, who's a Virginia bred. That's got to be pretty cool. You've been getting a lot of attention for that?
Yeah, there's been a couple guys by the barn wanting to take pictures of her, and, you know, hopefully she's going to be a good representative for the state of Virginia.
You know, Mike, she's so versatile, too. We'll start with the ladies first here in the Virginia Oaks, and we'll start with the star of the show, so to speak, with Tasting the Stars, who is probably going to go postward as the favorite. She's so versatile. She's won, as I mentioned, going long on the dirt earlier this year at the fairgrounds, then comes back in her turf debut and wins impressively that day. What's impressed you most about Tasting the Stars?
Well, I mean, the bottom line with Tasting the Stars is she's very talented and very athletic, and you know her dam was successful on both surfaces. So when we came off a little bit of a layoff from February to July, we were looking for a spot for her, and there really wasn't a good dirt option at that time. And so we just decided that you know it was time to go ahead and test the grass, and she went out there and did her thing and ran really well on that surface, just like she did on the dirt. So she's one of those horses that you know seems like she'll run on just about anything.
Was that a little scary to run on the turf off a layoff?
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, you know, anytime you're trying something new with these horses, you never know how it's going to go until you actually get out there and do it. You can make all the predictions you want in the world, but bottom line is they've got to go out there and show up and get the job done, and she did just that. So certainly her winning that race has given us, you know, the confidence to come back in a race like this tonight.
Yeah, that's been one of the hallmarks of your career. You're not afraid to take a chance. If you think you can win the race, you just go ahead and do it. You don't worry too much about what people think or that type of thing, but yet your horses are very consistent and run through their conditions, and you do things the right way, but you're not afraid to step out, so to speak.
Well, we've always believed that, you know, if you've got a talented horse and there's a race wherever it may be, if it's within reasonable shipping distance and you can get them there safely, it's worth shipping and taking a shot in different spots around the country. And that's, you know, we've been lucky to be successful in doing that. So with Colonial Downs reopening this year and us having a presence in the Mid-Atlantic with being stabled at Fairhill and Monmouth, it made sense to, you know, come here and run a lot of horses at this meet. So hoping for a big night.
Yeah, it should be a big night, and again, a busy night for our special guest this morning. He is trainer Mike Stidham, Tasting the Stars, one of 2 horses he will saddle in tonight's Fasig Tipton Virginia Oaks. The other is Carnival Colors, and Mike, you've got a powerful 1-2 punch because this filly, you talk about talent, she's a head away from being a Grade 3 winner, and that was at Woodbine last October. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, well, she's one of the Godolphin horses that's in the barn. We're lucky to be to train for Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin, and she's just another one of the very talented horses that they send us. As a 2-year-old, as you said, she was 2nd beaten ahead in the Mazarine at Woodbine on the synthetic, and when we gave her a little break at the end of her 2-year-old year, brought her back first time on the turf at Laurel, and she, you know, won nicely in that race. You know, I felt like when we ran her back in the Ontario Colleen back at Woodbine on the turf, you know, the 1 mile distance is probably a little short for her. She got herself back a little ways and then just was unable to close in on the speed, and that's why coming back going the mile and an eighth, we thought that definitely suits her pedigree a little better. So we're hoping the added distance is going to give her a better chance, you know, to win or be right there in this race tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring up the distance. Mile and an eighth, the furthest that either of those fillies has been asked to run to this point in their careers. You talk about Carnival Colors and why you think she fits the distance. How about Tasting the Stars? What is she showing you that makes you believe that she'll handle this mile and an eighth tonight?
Well, again, with Tasting the Stars, you know, she's got Awesome Again on the bottom side. That her dam was very successful at two turns. And, you know, she's so talented, so athletic that I don't see where an added, you know, 16th of a mile is going to make any difference. If anything, it'll probably help her because, you know, she won at the fairgrounds in February, going a mile and a 16th on the dirt. So I don't see the mile and an eighth being any problem at all for her.
You know, Mike, I'm always curious when a trainer has multiple horses in a race, and many trainers will saddle two in the same race, and I know you've done that on several occasions, so it's not new to you. But when you're watching the start, when you're watching them make their way around the track after that during the running of the race, how are you keeping an eye on both of them and kind of making sure that each is doing what you're hoping they're going to do?
Well, what we're hoping for is a dead heat for the win, but that doesn't generally happen. But the thing about it is it's nice when you have two in the race, but their styles complement each other. And Tasting the Stars will probably be laying closer up to the pace, and then Carnival Colors will be sitting probably mid-pack somewhere. So they won't interfere with each other. And I think, like I say, I think both of them will be right there at the wire and close, you know, for the win. So that's what we're hoping for.
You've got credit swap in the Virginia Derby, and this horse has been ultra consistent. Talk about him a minute and what you see from him.
Well, credit swap as a two-year-old, he really hadn't matured into what you like to see in his two-year-old year. He was a little bit on the weedy side, a little narrow, and just hadn't really filled out much. And mentally, he wasn't handling the racing that well. Even though he did break his maiden first time out, going 5.5, he just acted like a horse that wasn't ready for the stretch out. So we kept him at the 5.5 distance, but the time off from November to June of his three-year-old year, when he came back into us, he had filled out, he'd grown up, he had gotten, you know, stretched out and scopey, and mentally he had really settled quite a bit. So that gave us the confidence, you know, to stretch him to a mile and a 16th in his first start as a three-year-old, and he ran hard every step of the way and just got beat a half a length in that race. So we felt good about that. There really wasn't a good race coming back at the two turn distance. So we ran him back at Monmouth where he's stable going 5.5 again. And he handled that well, was second again there. And what we're hoping for with the mile and an eighth, if you look at his female family, Fantastic Sherl, that whole family was very successful going a mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter. They had no problem stretching. And so we're hoping that there's not a lot of speed in the race. It looks like he might be on the lead here, and hopefully he can slow the pace down, control the pace, and have something left to finish with. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he handles the mile and an eighth really well.
Yeah, the Fantastic Light on the bottom side. I mean, I had a friend who won the Ascot Gold Cup with a horse by Fantastic Light. I mean, this horse should run all day, and it may be the whole key to him is getting him a distance where he can be super comfortable on the front end or close up.
Yeah. Actually, my assistant, Hillary Pridham, she actually was involved with Noel Hickey, and they had the Philly I'm trying to remember her name, but they had a grade one winning filly in this family that she handled the mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter really well. And so, you know, when we bought him in the sale, that was one of the reasons, because it was from that family that Hillary knew so well. And so we were hoping that as he matured, he would handle the added distance also.
Yeah, those questions will be answered shortly after 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. That is post time for the Grade 3 Virginia Derby. The Fasig Tipton Virginia Oaks coming up prior to that at 8:15. Our coverage, 8 o'clock Eastern, here on Sirius XM Channel 156. That's where you can find us tonight for coverage of those two big races. Mike, really appreciate the visit here. All the best later on this evening. And I know you have all those other horses we didn't get to talk about. So good luck. And we'll look for you in the winner's circle a couple of times here tonight.
I appreciate you having me on the show. And always good talking to you guys. Thanks.